Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can enjoy deeper and uninhibited pleasure just for coming. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for just a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's show. Mary looked across the table. No guns were allowed in this meeting. Yet, a Taurus 85 sat in the middle of the mahogany table, glistening menacingly in the lamplight. Equidistance between the four of them. It was ominously quiet and small, yet somehow still seemed to dominate the room.
"We must see justice done, Mary," Paul said from the other end of the table. "One of them betrayed us both. We must see this through," he whispered, as if noticing her reluctance.
"I know," she replied sternly. She did know, but God, she hated this. This wasn't what she signed up for. A year ago, Marco had still been alive. A year ago, she was still sat by their heated pool, sipping margaritas and working on her suntan. Then her world had come crashing down, and after a month of sheer panic, and quite frankly doing things she had never dreamed she was capable of, she had ended up as the godmother of the Netter Gang, fueled only by her desire to protect her lifestyle and her family. She had seen more blood and violence in that month than she ever thought possible.
"Spin it," she said through gritted teeth.
Lance leaned in from the shadows of the room, lifted the gun and spun its chamber. "One judgment, one bullet. Let God decide." Carefully placing it back down, he spun it. Mary's eyes never left it as it rotated accusingly on the table, holding her breath every time it passed her. Willing it to stop, pointing at Paul or his man. Let them be the first to try. Slowly, the gun pointed at Andreas, her man. Even in the dim lamplight, she could see the sweat beading on his brow. Judging by his chest, he had held his breath since the gun had started turning, and respectfully picked up the gun. Without looking at it, he pressed the barrel against his temple and squeezed the trigger. Click. Both of them let out an audible breath. She couldn't think for a moment that Andreas would betray her. He had always been so loyal and so attentive and discreet with her needs, especially after her husband died. Paul turned to his man. Jelino, or something strange, Mary seemed to recollect. Paul had stuck by her after Marco had been shot on a police raid. In truth, It was his presence and his reputation that had ensured she had not been taken up by some new godfather as an occasional fuck. She knew he had fought her corner when no one else would. But they never spoke of it. Paul only ever did what was in his best interests. He always had, even in high school. He nodded abruptly at Jelena, who was obviously trying to think of a way out of his situation and failing miserably. He turned to Mary, his gaze filled with fear. The glisten of teardrops streamed down his cheeks. He opened his mouth to speak, but could only stutter, I. Paul leaned across the table. Until a year ago, Mary had never seen an exit wound. Now she was very well versed with them. Yet they always made her stomach tighten and bile rise up her throat with the amount of blood involved and just how much damage a single bullet could do. This one was no exception. Jelena's face was distorted beyond recognition as he slumped onto the table, the smell of gunpowder and the sound of the spent shot still echoing in the room as blood pooled under his face.
My men will clear up this mess, Paul said, his voice void of any emotion. I will let it be known, the consequences of betrayal to my other men. Turning to face Mary, he said with genuine emotion, I am sorry this has happened. I would like to say it won't happen again, but it seems to be happening more and more. Mary stood, controlling her emotions, and left the room. Both Lance and Andreas followed her through the door, leading the men up the winding staircase that led to her private suite above the club. Lance took his customary spot outside her door, while Andreas followed her inside. Andreas was only young, but his loyalty had been priceless, and now she really saw him as her right-hand man. There weren't many places she went where he wasn't stood right next to her. Catching a glimpse of herself in the mirror, she saw the pattern of blood that decorated her face and clothes accusingly. I need a shower, and to dispose of these clothes, Andreas, she said as she turned back toward him. Nodding obediently, he unzipped her dress, holding it carefully to avoid it touching the rug on the floor, as she lifted her feet out of it. Turning to look down into his eyes, she caressed his cheek gently, smiling as she said, When you're done with the dress, I'll be in the shower. They both knew what that meant. It was the same every time after someone was killed in her presence. Watching him leave the room, she stepped out of her underwear, then walked into her shower room, feeling the water dance on her hands as she turned the faucet on. Once she was satisfied with the temperature, she entered the water, its warm caress seeming to take her sins away. Well, most of them. This was the bit she really couldn't understand. She hated the bloodshed, the violence, the guns. But damned if she didn't feel turned on after every single time. She had tried to reconcile it with her conscience so many times, and could only assume it must have been the rush of adrenaline that fueled these desires. All that energy had to go somewhere, right? So why not her clit? She'd heard that male assassins often got erections after they'd killed someone, the sense of power fueling their desire. So why wouldn't it happen to a woman? The sensation of the warm water caressing her body only heightened the feelings. Desperate to rid herself of this need, she started caressing the curve of her breasts, rubbing her erect nipples between finger and thumb, enjoying the sensation of the water. Massaging her already sensitive nubs. She gasped as she heard the main door to her suite open and softly close. Turning to face the shower wall, she put her hands firmly against it. It was mere seconds before she felt Andreas's hands over her ass, cupping the water streaming down her back,
and rubbing it into her cheeks. As he parted her cheeks, the water found its way across the rosette of her ass, his warm caress sending shudders through her body, his hands exploring her ass gently, his fingertip massaging that spot firmly. Without thinking, she pushed back against his finger, inviting it to enter her. Gyrating her hips, trying to locate it, she gasps loudly as she feels it slide inside her, the very tip massaging inside her ass, sending shockwaves of pleasure up and down her body. Reaching his other hand underneath, Andreas massaged the folds of her pussy, pulling on them gently before rubbing his fingers up and down the length of her lips, rocking her needy pussy against his hand. As his finger brushed her clit, pulses of electricity ricocheted through her body, her pussy clutching expectantly. Reaching her hand behind, she grasped at the length of his hard cock, rubbing the tip with the pad of her thumb. It trembled wantonly in her hand. She guided it between her thighs, finding the folds of her pussy with the very tip of him. Moaning loudly, water streaming down her lips as her pussy spread to welcome his hard shaft. His hand lifted her leg to give him the access he needed to fuck her deeply and hard against the shower wall. His long fingers finding a clit before rubbing it furiously as his body pressed hard against hers. Somehow his other hand continued to finger her ass, thrusting in and out with perfect time with his cock, letting her body slide up and down the wet shower wall. Mary reached behind her, her fingers grasping at his ass, pulling him hard onto her, her pussy clutching at every inch of his hard cock as it thrust deeper and deeper inside of her, his body tensing as he pulled her closer. The tip of his cock massaging the inside of her pussy just confirmed the need in her body. Gasping, her muscles tightened around him, her clit stung with the sensation of the orgasm spreading through her body, forcing his warm release to erupt inside her. Panting gently, he kissed her neck as his still pulsing cock dropped from her pussy. Gently, his lips caressed down her back, every kiss sending fresh waves of pleasure through her body. Gently biting the curves of her ass, Mary turned, letting her back be supported by the shower wall, before placing a leg over his shoulder. Her clit was still throbbing as he started to suck on it gently, his tongue circling it in a firm but sensual motion. As his hands cupped her ass cheeks, Mary lifted her other leg over his shoulder, letting him take her weight as she rocked her pussy against his bristled lips. Her orgasm continued to grow as his mouth moved voraciously over her pussy, sucking her lips, pulling them with his teeth. She looked down into his eyes, watching the hunger inside as he ate her pussy with an animalistic passion. The desire that burned behind them only served to fuel her own need, as her legs clenched tightly around his head, pulling him hard onto her pussy, her orgasm erupting in sheer bliss across her whole body. Lowering her legs from his shoulders, Mary stood gingerly, the wall offering her support as her knees weakened. Andreas lifted himself slowly up her body, kissing every inch by trembling inch until their lips met. "We can have all of this," he said. "I know how much you hate it. They will be so busy arguing over who the godfather should be, they really won't worry about where you are." "So sweet," she thought as she held his gaze. "Andreas, they would find me eventually, and that would be that." "What about the witness protection program?" "They own the police. The minute I spoke to a cop, they would know," she said, caressing his face. "God, if only life was that simple. We are where we are, Andreas. We just have to make the best of it. Now go tidy yourself up. We need to be seen to make a point of this betrayal. And I'm damn sure Paul will want to talk to me before he leaves," she said, turning the faucet off. Andreas looked crestfallen as he left her suite, his hair still ragged from the shower. Shaking her head, she had dropped all her romantic notions a year ago. She had to be realistic. Her life depended on it. She had managed to get her robe on before a familiar knock sounded against her door. Sighing, she simply said, "Come." Paul walked through the door, closing it behind him. He looked quite magnificent in a tailored suit. Andreas was sweet and filled a need, saving her a fortune in batteries. But Paul was a completely different man. He oozed dark power and sex appeal. She was surprised that he had left his assistant outside. This must have been serious.
"Mary, again I apologize for the betrayal," he said, his gaze dark and stern. "But it is a symptom of a changing world. You know Los Moretos are trying to take territory from us, and there is frankly nothing either of us can do alone against them." He smiled humorously as he toyed with her wet hair before continuing. "They will kill us both if we do nothing." His voice led him with concern. "You didn't like violence when you were in high school, and I'm guessing you sure as hell don't like it now. And we have to up our game if we are to get through this." Wincing at the mention of their high school days, long before all of this, they had a thing going on, much to her mom's disgust. God, she had wanted to give him her virginity so bad. But he was a bad boy at school, and had a reputation just about everyone knew of, so she was banned from seeing him. Judging by the tenting in his pants, he still wanted her as badly now as he did then. Mary had heard stories of life keeping two people together, and she had often wondered if it had something planned for her and Paul. She knew he had stayed around the area to protect her, even though he had opportunities to move away and make it big. There was something protective about him, in a dark and sinister way. Something she found extremely attractive. "If we act like this isn't happening, or that we can just bury our heads in the sand and pretend they'll go away, we will both end up dead," he said, brushing the pad of his thumb over her lips. Mary resisted the urge to suck on it. "But together we have a chance," he said as his fingers slid down the hem of her robe, brushing her erect nipples.
"I don't do business that way, Paul," she said, pushing his hand away, holding his gaze with a firm stare, denying herself the desire she felt. Pushing his fingers back through her hair, his eyes burnt into hers with a ferocious desire. He held her firmly as his hand slipped between the folds of her robe, cupping her pussy, which throbbed in response.
"Tell your pussy that one. It knows you're lying too," he said with a sneer.
"I can't mix business with pleasure," she said. "It's hard enough controlling everything as it is."
Her hand pushed between them, trying to force him away, trying to push his throbbing cock away from her body and cast off any thoughts that danced through her mind. "The little boy is nice and loyal, but he is just a plaything, Mary. We both know that."
Mary's hand slipped down his firm stomach and found only the pulse of his hard cock in his pants. Shit, she didn't mean to feel it. Without thinking, she squeezed his erection through his pants. Had power made her this much of a whore? Did she just have this endless desire to be fucked by men? To find what she had been lacking since her husband died? She looked back into his eyes, involuntarily gasping as his fingers pinched on her clit, forcing a tidal wave of pleasure to vibrate through her body.
"Andreas does your bidding, and that is the role you need to betray for the moment. But it's not where you want to be, is it, Mary?" he said as his fingers teased at the still dripping lips of her pussy. She couldn't deny he was right. Every day she hated having to fight for her very survival. Damn it, she wanted someone who would make sure everything was okay.
"And you really think you're the man to replace my Marco?" Are you really that much of a man, Paul? She gasped, trying to resist him. Finally managing to push him away, she ordered him out of the room.
Fine, I will be back tomorrow. We have to come to an agreement over Los Muertos, otherwise we will both be dead. You know these guys are maniacs, he said as he closed the door heavily behind him.
Mary stared at the door after he left, wishing him to come back and hating herself for it, feeling the stress of the day flood over her, and with several hours before the club needed to open, Mary decided to lay down and sleep for a while. Hopefully this migraine that was threatening would clear then. It felt like only a few minutes since she had closed her eyes, before she awoke to the sound of gunshots and a disturbance in the club, rushing to get dressed and trying to think frantically of a way out of the club that didn't involve just walking through the main area. Panic set in. She could feel it burning in her chest as she struggled with her clothes. She had gotten as far as putting her jeans on before the door exploded open. Lance was in a heap on the floor. She couldn't tell if he was dead or alive. What she could see very clearly was a semi-automatic pistol that was pointed at her, and the manic grin on the mouth that said, "Knock, knock. We are Los Muertos, and you are ours now." So, part two next week. Yes, it's a two-parter. I think you've had enough for this week. Let's see how dark I can make it next week. I think I can do something a little darker, don't you? Yes, I thought so. So, on Friday we have the last edition of Audio Secrets for the moment. Yes, we have answered all your questions. So, if you have any other questions, obviously I will do episodes in the future. And on Wednesday, I'm going to do it on Wednesday, but feel free to email me if you would like relaxing and a meditation on any other evening of the week. Just let me know. And I will do my best if enough people say, yes, we want it on a Friday. We're stressed after a week at work. Then it will be Friday. So just let me know. So I look forward to seeing you then. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com. And grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.